You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. What creature comforts would you covet if you were stranded on a desert island? Commentator Brian Onunoyn explores his picks on today's installment of What Was I Thinking?
And a very good morning to you all. There's a very popular program on the BBC radio that's been on the go for about 50 years, and it's called Desert Island Discs. It's remarkably simple and simply remarkable. A noteworthy individual is asked to imagine that they're going to be a castaway on a desert island, and they are allowed to choose 8 records, 1 book, and 1 luxury item to take with them. It's very simple, but brilliant, of course. The 8 pieces of music, I think, would be somewhat easier to select than the book or the luxury item, because, let's face it, if you regretted one of the music selections, well, at least you'd have the others to fall back on. With the book and the luxury item, you'd have to be extremely careful in terms of your selection. So, in music terms, if I were asked to select 8, here would be my following picks, in no particular order. 1. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Arguably one of the most amazing pieces of music ever composed for its sheer breadth and brilliance. Give me a broom handle and Bohemian Rhapsody, and I'm both Freddie Mercury and Brian May. 2. Well, it's got to be something by the Beatles. I'm leaning towards Hey Jude here because perhaps it's so anthemic. I mean, come on, who does not like to sing along to the end of this iconic piece of music? 3. Steely Dan. Mainly because my older brother Declan was a huge fan and I grew up in his shadow and became heavily influenced by his taste in music. 4. It's got to be trad, traditional. Yes, the Lament for Cú Chulainn, which is a piece played by the chieftains often, and it's featured in the show Riverdance, and we used it at my brother's funeral to send him off. 5. Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor. I don't want to give the impression that I'm a classical music buff. I'm not, but it's just that this particular piece of music was used in a play that I was in, and I have such beautiful, beautiful memories of that play and how the music was used, so that's why I've chosen Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto. 6. Nessun Dorma, the operatic piece, and this always reminds me, remarkably enough, of 1990 and the World Cup of Soccer, a rare moment in time when so-called high art, opera, and popular culture, soccer, collided when Pavarotti's rendition of this was used over and over again as an audio backdrop to the soccer highlights. Ooh, gives me goosebumps even now to think about it. 7. Freddie White, a local Cork lad from my hometown, singing Desperados, Waiting for a Train. My God, Freddie could sing. Now, for 8, I think I'm going to cheat because I'm going to use an audio piece that I have at home of myself and my daughter goofing around when she was about 2.5. I've got to have something to help me to look to the future, don't I? Now it's time for my book and my luxury item choice. Oh no, time is up. Well, that's a relief because I'll need a lot more time to think about those. Have a lovely day and I'll talk to you next week. Bye bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyn, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary School in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and a class called La Belle France at LSUS and Bossier Parish Community College. Brian takes groups on tour to Ireland and France in the summer. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.